from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Lawrence, Boston, an Odyssey Sports Station.
Coming up on Thursday, the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow at 9 after a disappointing evening for the Boston Red Sox, in which they are walked off in a series that I believe is, I hate saying it, but do or die, Wiggy, do or die. I mean, now you're 4.5 back on that third wild card spot. And the Royals don't seem to be doing you any favors.
No.
Currently.
And excuse me, I look at... It's not just this series alone, but I feel like they have to get on one of them heater streaks in order for, you know, I think people like me to kind of get back in on it, because I feel like they're going the other direction.
But when you say heater streak, it's the issue that a lot of Red Sox fans, baseball Brett and others, identified before the break, which is that you can't count on your bullpen. You can't.
Right, you made moves to shore it up a little bit.
They've had, since the break.
Yeah, I know.
They've blown 12 saves.
Right.
I mean, that's just, that's a pure, I know you want to blame Alex Cora, like he could go out there and close the game himself. That's pure, like, roster guys not being available that can go out and win these games for you.
Yeah, but you made up, like, before the trade deadline, it was more about, okay, are they going to make any moves? They made moves to add to the bullpen, add to the rotation, add to the pitching staff. It's just that the guys haven't performed. So you don't necessarily, so if you can't blame front office for not doing what they were supposed to do.
Well, you can, because maybe they just didn't pick the guys that necessarily are working out. So it does kind of go back to that.
Well, no, that's like now you...
You can say, oh, I made moves all you want. But
now
you're
moving the strike zone.
No, I'm not.
There you are.
I'm not. I'm just saying, if you're saying that they haven't performed, then that seems to me...
That was actually pretty good, Wiggy.
Well, but no, when this... Because you didn't like my move in the goalposts.
I know. I gotcha. No, right. I understand.
But when you think about when the trade deadline came and went, people were like, okay, they added some arms to that bullpen. People were excited about it. It's the guys that they brought in haven't performed well. That is more on the players who haven't performed well, and a small part on the manager to figure out why they're not performing well. I don't think it's on the front office. they brought in the guys. Guys just haven't performed well.
I think the issue is that you, and you're right in this, where people were saying, you know, do something at the deadline. Mm-hmm. And they did something.
Right.
But the problem is they didn't do enough, I think. And so, like, you're going to, like, look at the, if you look on the Subaru of New England text line, you got a 603 text saying that basically they did nothing at the trade deadline.
Right.
And so
that's because they want the, unless you go out and get Mariano Rivera, then they're like, ah, what have the Red Sox done? You know, it's.
There's a happy medium, but I think you're, Wiggy, you've been proven more accurate than I would like to admit mm-hmm. when it comes to Cora. Because if this is any other coach in Boston, the coach is getting at least some of the blame.
Right.
With the Red Sox, Cora is completely absolved.
Right.
It's almost never discussed.
But he's been managing out, like, I disagree. He's been managing out of his A this season. I mean, they have more stolen bases than, you know, any Red Sox team has ever had. He's got young guys that he's able to somehow, has been able to somehow mm-hmm. get them to play above what you would think they're going to play above.
Okay.
I don't put the bullpen, the arm, the durability of the bullpen arm on Alex Cora.
No, but you put the poor performance on the front office. I never hear you criticize Sweeney for the performance of Hampus Lindholm.
Yeah, no, I blame it on the player in that
and
case.
And you blame it on the player and the coach at times.
And Monty gets some crap.
Yeah, so that's all I'm saying is, like, granted it wasn't like an elite closer where your expectations were this guy's going to come in. You brought in guys, and then those guys haven't performed well. So that should be on the players and some of it being on the manager, just like it is for every other team around here. When, you know, when we look at it, we don't criticize Brad Stevens on the performance of whatever player shows up.
We've criticized Bill Belichick in the past, though, for bringing in players that then don't pan out. So it's
he's the GM.
Okay, but still, at the same time, what are you going to do? Are you going to talk about front office? Or are you going to talk about...
You criticize Bill, the GM.
Yes, correct.
Which
so that's what we're saying,
but
though,
but you
here.
Should criticize Bill, the GM.
There are a lot of fans out there that are criticizing Craig Breslow in the front office, saying that they didn't do enough, that they didn't bring in the right players. So you saying, well, the players just haven't panned out there, so you should blame the players, then you should say the same thing about Bill Belichick, the GM,
well,
when the players don't pan out for the Pats.
I never criticize Bill, the GM.
People criticize Bill, the GM, pretty consistently.
People, but I look at Bill, the GM, and I go, okay, he's made some mistakes, but he's made a lot of good moves in the sense of some of the players that when he was here that he brought in. It's just, you know, the Red Sox have and this is where I kind of defend the Red Sox a little bit, is they have a way bigger or a way smaller margin of error when it comes to ownership in the front office than any other team in the area. And they're just second behind the Patriots when it comes to championships, being a team that's consistently spending in the top 10, top 5 in payroll, and they still get criticized.
They're not in the top 5 payroll-wise right now.
Not right now.
And at the end of the season, they are going to be, they're going to fall much lower than they have.
Usually have, yeah. But they're so consistently.
They're like bringing in, like their answer right now is to bring in a guy in the form of Rich Hill,
mm-hmm.
who is at risk for confusing the gas pedal with the brake and running into a Walgreens. I mean, he's like 75, Rich Hill, no relation.
Well, like, no, I get it, but they're always
you're
great.
You're just both old. That's the only.
Dale here.
That's it.
Other than this year, and I believe it was last year, this year they're going to be somewhere around 11. Last year they were 12. Prior to that, they were 6th when it came to payroll. And before that, they were always in the top 5. I get they've changed their philosophy a little bit, but they're still in the, you know, the top portion of the league. When you look at some of these other teams, we talk about the Patriots. They're always in the bottom when it comes to spending money.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's about, and you, and this is where I think you're a hypocrite.
Oh no.
Because
you're gonna love this here.
Does this have to do with the mignonette dress?
No, it doesn't have to do with the mignonette, but it has to do with his boy and our boy, Wick.
Ooh.
What did he say? Be happy for Wick what Wicks brought you. Two championships, 20 years. Be happy for that. But when we say that about John Henry and the Red Sox...
Well, it's recency bias because the Celtics just won.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Wiggy, you're on one today. You're making points.
I mean, granted, it's been, you know, however many years since the Red Sox have won. But
well, I mean, by any measure, the Red Sox ownership of John Henry has been more successful than the Celtics with Wick.
Right, but we don't talk about that.
Right.
But when it
You just did.
No, but I do. When it came to Wick, it was like... Be happy for the man. He's got you two chips.
Why are you so spoiled?
Right, what are you so spoiled about? The guy's got two chips.
Well, I'm guessing that you're going to feel that same way about Bezos.
Just keep winning chips, man. Like, I think Wick has done
Somebody was asking in the Twitch chat earlier, is the new arena going to be half a Celtics arena, half Amazon warehouse? Like, how do they do that?
No.
I mean, they could... I think they could rip up the Amazon warehouse right where the movie theater would be in Revere and build an arena there.
Greg, you know when the tip would be?
What's that?
Prime time.
They could put it on top of the Amazon building in Seaport.
I don't want Bezos to own the basketball team. Not interested. The man he's a very good businessman.
Right.
But he is running around the world on some kind of a super yacht.
Who cares?
He's not engaged.
Yeah, I want somebody.
He is, actually.
He's not going to be engaged. I mean, he is engaged, but he's not going to be engaged in this endeavor.
I have a question, Greg. You did a whole soliloquy about the new way to see if you have a big member.
Yes.
What
you mean big nose, big hose? Yes.
You said it better than I could. Yeah. So my question is, what does it say about the size of your penis if you have to go on a giant phallic-shaped rocket to outer space?
Exactly. And that's the guy who's
going to
be the owner.
And if he buys the team, I will destroy that cut.
Of the most storied franchise in the history of the NBA, in addition to the Lakers. Because
you know what guys like that do?
Red Auerbach's going to roll over in his grave.
You just talked to – Curtis just brought up those type of guys. Those type of guys – they got deep pockets, and they want to always win the peeing competition. So can you imagine the arena that Bezos builds? Can you imagine?
Good point.
Can you imagine how much money he spends on that basketball team?
Where is the city going to let it be built?
I had to find
like, have you
what
paid
if he
attention?
Built a new city?
Like, are you familiar with the mayor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think she's going to allow Jeff Bezos to come in here and build some kind of a giant electricity-guzzling arena in the city in a reasonable amount of time?
You know why? Because he's going to go, I'm going to pick up the bill. And guess what? To help with infrastructure, here's $100 million. And she'll be like, okay.
Under on a month after Bezos buys the Celtics that Greg tries to slide his way in to get courtside tickets.
I go under.
He's
going to
be like, Jeff, I have been rooting for you.
I want nothing to do with that guy.
Oh. Jeff, I love the Washington Post. No, it's one of the best periodicals.
He could ask me to sit courtside with him, and I would be like, sorry.
Mm.
Busy.
Okay.
I bet you if he buys
Jackson,
busy.
If you know how to roll tape, grab that.
I'm Bezos.
Bezos?
Busy. Bezos.
I bet you if he buys the team, it'll be within a week that he'll already be talking about the new arena.
Yeah.
If he remembers even where it is, he's not even going to be from here.
So what? Who cares? That's how most owners are.
Especially
in today's world. I mean, how many owners are there, like, they're from that area, they're from that place, they, like, grew up, the whole craft, I was a season ticket holder. Most of these people just come, they're from other parts, and they want to be able to, you know, invest in a sports franchise.
Great point by Guy from the 413. Greg and Bezos can talk about the metaverse. That will be our first interview with them. You know,
he's not a metaverse guy.
Jeff, I've been trying to explain to these guys about metaverse.
That is
crypto.
No, that's Facebook. That's what's his
name? Doesn't the guy
Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg. He's too busy doing martial arts now. Zuckerberg.
Doesn't the guy own the Eagles? Isn't he from here?
If you're
Jeff Lurie,
yeah,
Jeff Lurie's from here.
Okay. Great.
If you're
you like
Jeff,
the Eagles,
no, know? No, no. I'm just saying that owners like you guys are always like, oh, they have to be from the fabric of the city.
It's a nice thing.
Gotta walk the streets, you know, and say, hey, when I was 12 years old, I remember playing basketball in the D Street Projects. No, as long as you're somebody who comes in and you're willing to, the guy owns Golden State. I think he's from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Big in the Twitch chat is correct. He's going to push me down to number 147 when it comes to influential people in Boston.
Good point.
The Celtics.
I have a question, Greg. Given your status and the people you know,
yeah.
Does Jeff Bezos negotiate? So, like, if he's buying a new car.
Yes.
Like, do you think he haggles?
Him personally?
Yeah.
Or probably has a team of lawyers, but when it comes down to the end, he probably says, you know what? If you could throw in some sort of a, like, a, you know, 5 months free rent or something, right. Then I'll do the deal.
10 years, 100,000 miles?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they are going to make him pay $6 billion for it. That's right. The most amazing thing to me. Because otherwise, I think the caller, or maybe Curtis, I don't know who made the point earlier, but if he doesn't get a new arena, he's just going to go and buy one of the expansion teams that the NBA wants $6 billion for. Right. And there's two of them.
Ain't nobody spending $6 billion to buy the Celtics and not saying we're going to be able to build an arena very quickly. So
what do you define very quickly in the city of Boston?
I would say
they needed 1,000 permits to do the NHL the New Year's Day game at Fenway.
Three to five years.
But wait, Greg, didn't the city or the state, I'm not sure which one, present an offer to Amazon to have their headquarters here?
Yes.
Yes.
So why wouldn't they just reinstate that but have it for both
the
basketball
teams? Maybe they will.
Team?
I think there are interests in the city that have a place where they have concerts all summer long. And they're not going to want the competition from another building.
I'm sorry. We put the T in the C. Their family can't run the city in that way. No matter how hard they try.
I didn't realize his net worth.
Yes. It's ridiculous.
I mean, this.
What's the number?
$195.7 bill.
Yeah.
He's going to buy it for $6 billion. And then Wiggy's right. He's going to be like, here's $100 million.
Right.
And then I'm also going to fund the entire arena. It's going to be up in the seaport. It's going to be gorgeous.
Right.
195.
Yeah, how much do you think he was worth?
I don't know. I was thinking like 10.
No, what?
Yeah, I mean, $6 billion is a rounding error for him.
Wow.
Because whoever buys it, and Greg, if you're saying the NBA is pushing for $6 billion, they got to know, okay, it's probably what? At least $1 billion for a new arena.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to come in and front that type cash or at least have that type of net worth. Bezos is like, yeah, here's your $6 billion. Here's my billion to build the arena. And guess what, man? Well, here's $100 million for you to, you know, add some more gray bikes.
All right, we're behind. And Gresham Foyer coming up at 10. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox dropped their first against the Astros last night. They've got another one in Houston tonight. First pitch at 8:10 with Nick Pivetta on the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Patriots players are off today. This week is being treated as a game week leading up to Sunday's preseason finale. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Christian Fourier did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
63 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high, partly cloudy, 72.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.